专练二，听长对话。请听下面四段对话，每段对话后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题给出五秒钟的作答时间，每段对话读两遍。话题一，人物情况。请听第一段对话，回答第一二小题。
What do you think of your English lessons, Mary?
Well, I enjoy them, but they are not easy.
What do you find difficult?
Lots of things, especially writing. I often make mistakes in my homework.
Do you read much in English?
Not much. I prefer doing more English exercises.
Don't just do exercises. I think you should read more. In that way, you will find it easier to learn English.What do you think of your English lessons, Mary?
Well, I enjoy them, but they are not easy.
What do you find difficult?
Lots of things, especially writing. I often make mistakes in my homework.
Do you read much in English?
Not much. I prefer doing more English exercises.
Don't just do exercises. I think you should read more.In that way, you will find it easier to learn English.
Please listen to the second dialogue. Answer the third, fourth question.
What are you reading?
It is a book written by a guy who was born without arms and legs.
What? So how does he get around?
He can actually walk pretty well, but he can't move that fast. He also has an assistant who helps him. He is actually quite successful.
He must have worked pretty hard.
Yeah, he travels around the world and gives speeches to young people.He has changed many people's lives. Even when nothing seems possible, he stays positive and puts in even more effort.
What are you reading?
It is a book written by a guy who was born without arms and legs.
What? So how does he get around?
He can actually walk pretty well, but he can't move that fast. He also has an assistant who helps him.He is actually quite successful.
He must have worked pretty hard.
Yeah, he travels around the world and gives speeches to young people. He has changed many people's lives. Even when nothing seems possible, he stays positive and puts in even more effort.
请听第三段对话，回答第五至第七小题。
Hi, Tony. Long time no see. You've changed a lot.
Yes, I used to be fat, but now I'm thin because I exercise a lot.
Really? What sport do you usually do?
Well, I get up early and run from 7:30 to 8 in the park every morning. And I joined the swimming club.
Swimming club? How often do you go there?
Every day. Swimming helps me a lot, and I really love swimming now, so I go there to exercise every day.
Sounds great. You know, I like swimming too. Can I join the swimming club?
Of course, Amy. Then we can go there together.
Hi, Tony. Long time no see. You've changed a lot.
Yes, I used to be fat, but now I'm thin because I exercise a lot.
Really? What sport do you usually do?
Well, I get up early and run from 7:30 to 8 in the park every morning, and I joined the swimming club.
Swimming club? How often do you go there?
Every day. Swimming helps me a lot, and I really love swimming now, so I go there to exercise every day.
Sounds great. You know, I like swimming too. Can I join the swimming club?
Of course, Amy. Then we can go there together.
Jack, congratulations! Your teacher said you made great progress in math.
Thank you, Lucy. Not only in math, but also in physics.
Can you tell me how you studied math?
I listened to what the math teacher said carefully in class and did more exercises after school. When I had some questions, I asked my classmates for help.
Good job! I think you should do something to show your thanks to your classmates.
You're right, but what should I do?
How about making some cookies? You can share them with your classmates.
That's a good idea. Could you teach me how to make cookies?
No problem. Let's do it together. Jack, congratulations. Your teacher said you made great progress in math.
Thank you, Lucy. Not only in math, but also in physics.
Can you tell me how you studied math?
I listened to what the math teacher said carefully in class and did more exercises after school. When I had some questions, I asked my classmates for help.
Good job. I think you should do something to show your thanks to your classmates.
You're right, but what should I do?
How about making some cookies? You can share them with your classmates.
That's a good idea. Could you teach me how to make cookies?
No problem. Let's do it together.�例部分到此结束。